I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Almost Famous, the podcast about fame with me, Barnaby Slater. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you haven't already, please do subscribe or follow the podcast and leave us a rating and a comment in Apple Podcasts if that's where you're listening. Also, do give us a follow on Instagram at Almost Famous, the podcast. In series 5 of the show, I'm bringing you daily episodes called 15 Minutes of Fame, where I read out some of the most honest and controversial stories that celebrities have ever told. In today's episode, singer from 90s Britpop band Sleeper and now celebrated author Louise Wenner discusses what it was like when her band supported REM at a stadium concert in the mid-90s, and her shock and surprise when Michael Stipe stopped his gig mid-set to pull her onto the stage. I hope you enjoy it. Something extraordinary is about to happen. Sleeper are going to play a rock stadium. Today, 30th of July 1995, our band will take to the stage in support of rock gods REM at an open-air concert venue that holds upwards of 70,000 people. No matter that at the time we're scheduled to go on, 4 in the afternoon, half of those people will still be queuing up to get in. No matter that we are the first of 3 support acts, seemingly culled at random to make REM look like they're bang up to date with this funky new movement called Britpop. No matter that Tom York from Radiohead is skulking around backstage, throwing suspicious sideways glances at everyone he passes, quite possibly because he believes Dolores from the Cranberries is a CIA operative in disguise. Tonight, I am playing a rock stadium, and nothing, not anything, can spoil the moment. I chew off all of my nails. I'm just dealing with an obstinate bit on my thumb when REM pop by to say hello. "Hey," says Michael Stipe. "I'm Michael Stipe. Thanks for joining us today." He's thanking us for playing? He's compact and beautiful. He's genial and friendly, but even so, he still wears his fame like a suit. I'm fascinated by it. I want to touch it. I want to know what this level of fame does to a person. If there's a bubble in my head, I feel compelled to pop it these days, so I find myself asking him what it's like. What's it like to be Michael Stipe? He's touchingly unfazed by my sudden attack of social gaucheness. He smiles and says, in a low-key southern drawl, "You know, today, it's pretty fucking cool." Before he leaves us to our fretting, Mr. Stipe catches a light for his cigarette. Deed snaps open his lighter and the gentle superstar takes our bass player's hand as he puffs his tobacco into life. We decide, after they've gone, that Deed and Michael Stipe have shared a moment. "Come on." "Come on what?" "I think he fancies you." "Don't be ridiculous." "He held your hand." "To light his cigarette?" "It wasn't just that. He was definitely checking you out." Deed is getting cross with John. He gets cross with John quite a lot. John likes to get drunk and goad him. If you sleep with him, he might take us on tour. "Leave it, John. I'm only saying, for the good of the band, I think you should overlook your preferred sexual orientation and offer yourself up to Michael Stipe." We drink more. We fret more. I think I'm coming round to John's argument. If Deed gets off with the rock god that is Michael Stipe, it might mean we get to play another, cooler stadium. It's good for us sometimes, this goading. It helps the nerves. We're finally ready to go on. Our guitars held protectively like weapons across our chests. Our hearts palpitating wildly beneath them. At the side of the stage, we hear our name announced, and we are doing this. We are actually walking out there. For the first 10 seconds, it's exactly like the dream when you're standing at the front in school assembly and you've just discovered you're naked.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
We don't deserve to be here. We are indie intruders. Sleeper aren't stadiums and sunshine. We're sweaty clubs, fag ends and lager. We're gleeful pop-punk thrashers and have no songs that would prompt you to hold your lighter aloft and sway unless you were hell-bent on setting fire to the person in front of you's hair. But the nerves are short-lived, soundly beaten down by the crowd. It's a party out here and there's only good feeling. And for hundreds of rows, far into the distance, the crowd jump up and down and cheers us on. We turn to each other and shake our heads. John picked up his first guitar when he was 12. Andy started playing drums when he was 10. Deed spent his childhood with his cherished ABBA and Beatles compilation tapes for company. Now here we all are in the sunshine, doing this, everyone singing along. It's unimaginably thrilling, and because I have a habit of forgetting to enjoy things until they are already over, for once in my life, I remember to be happy right now. We leave the stage hardly more than 40 minutes later, sodden with sweat and still vibrating with pleasure. Much later, as the sun dips and the day cools, we return to the side of the stage. On top of everything, it's my birthday today. I'm 29 years old, and there can be no better way to mark entry to the final year of what can usefully be described as my youth than by watching one of the world's greatest rock acts, REM, perform their greatest hits at close range. The band are wonderful, muscular and lithe, but in the middle of the gig, after losing my religion, there's an unexpected break in proceedings. Michael Stipe has abandoned his post and is striding off stage, blue eyes twinkling in their rings of black eyeliner. Look! He's heading straight for you. Don't be stupid, he's heading for Helena Christensen. He's suddenly in front of me, holding out his small, slim hand, and, for no good reason I can think of, escorting me onto the stage. It's heady out here now, the ante raised to dizzying proportions, the vista turned impossibly grand. The crowd is three times the size, its vastness magnified by the dark, starry skies. The thousands upon thousands of faces illuminated by floodlights that trace their golden beams back and forth across the bowl of the stadium. The atmosphere is wilder, so much more intense, and in the midst of all this, as I stand there frozen to the spot wondering what's about to happen, it becomes clear Michael Stipe plans to serenade me by singing Happy Birthday and getting the crowd to sing along. The whole experience is surreal, at once a delight and mildly mortifying. I'm grinning at the implausibility of something like this happening when I sense myself drift for a moment, suddenly transported somewhere else. What I'm thinking as I stare out at the sea of people singing is that this is exactly how it would have looked on that hot summer night in 1983 if Bernice and I had been pulled onto the stage by David Bowie. In my head, I'm 16 again, hair stiff with lemon juice, high heels splattered in mud, belting out the chorus to Heroes. It's the moment I discover how it feels, what it looks like to be a rock star. So I was unashamedly into Britpop music as a teenager, and this extract sends me back to what it was like back then, watching what seemed to be really relatable pop stars making their mark in the charts. Louise Wenner comes across as charmingly self-deprecating throughout her memoir of this period, even when she's admitting to some arrogance coming her way when the band started to have hits and appear on TV. I can highly recommend the book if you're a fan of Britpop back in the 90s, as I was. Details of how to buy it are in the description box of the podcast. Let me know your thoughts on Louise Wenner and any of these episodes of 15 Minutes of Fame in the Apple Podcast comments section or by posting to our Instagram at almostfamousthepodcast. Also, please do press that subscribe button and rate the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Please check out my other show, It's Your Funeral, a lighthearted look into the most important day of our guests' afterlives, and give it a follow on Insta at pod It's Your Funeral. Thanks so much for listening, and remember, there'll be a brand new episode of Almost Famous's 15 Minutes of Fame out every weekday morning. Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.